tenfold more experience than I do. And I know we're just yakking up and using up a lot of repeater time, and I don't want to block anybody else. Does anybody else out there need to get on the repeater real quick? Let's give them just a few seconds, see if anybody else needs to get on. Okay, Dave? So, anyhow, I saw many years ago a barrel antenna. And what they did was is they took a common antenna, put it down inside a piece of PVC pipe, and wrapped the outside of the PVC with stainless steel shielding, so that the only way that you could receive anything was just straight out the end of the PVC pipe. And they called it a shotgun antenna. And, you know, it narrowed everything right down to very, very fine pinpoint. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, people used to use that, the steel Wi-Fi. Use a Pringles can? Is that what you're talking about? Like a put a quarter wave stub inside a Pringles can and then point the Pringles can at the at somebody else's Wi-Fi antenna and steal Wi-Fi?
So, I hadn't heard it used for that, but I guess it's the same principle, but a Pringles can is not metal, is it? It's just cardboard.
The inside is lined with aluminum foil, which is a reflector. It's tin foil. It works because the inside's lined with... You could get some tin foil and line the inside of a tube like that. As long as the diameter was right and you had a quarter wave stub, then yeah, you're ruling out everything except for what's coming, and you're concentrating, so you're seeing better. That does work. That's how microwave, that's very similar to how microwave works.
Okay, well then I'm remembering it correctly then. But doing that, you'd have to have, if you were up elevation, you'd have to have elevation and azimuth that way, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you need to pinpoint it. I mean, it makes a huge difference, you know, moving if a fraction of a millimeter on the antenna side moves you hundreds of yard or hundreds of meters at, you know, 1,000 meters out.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm going to see if I can't. What do you call those?
I don't know what the name is for those kinds of antennas. I don't know. You have to research it, find out what they are. I don't know what the official name is on that.
Well, what I remembered seeing was like a 6-inch PVC pipe, and then they wrapped it with a stainless steel shield, and then just used a stub on the inside of that. And, I mean, apparently it really worked well. So, anyhow, I may try to go ahead and build one of those just for curiosity. If it works pretty good, that might work out for us. Build a small version of it, mount it up under a plane, you know?
Yeah, if you could hold it steady enough, that would be the thing. Of course, if you just put it on a gyro, then, you know, like a camera gimbal. If you put it on a camera gimbal, then you could probably hold it steady enough.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, anyhow, just thinking out loud, you know, spitballing, and just a concept. So, anyhow, well, I'm going to jump off here, and I am actually going to go try to do something productive. Keep Mama happy. So, anyhow, out to do my chores for the day. You behave yourself, big guy, and I will talk to you again soon. And it does not look like it's going to be anything worth attempting to fly until about Tuesday, I think it was. I think it was Tuesday. They're calling for like 60 degrees and moderate overcast. So, hey, maybe, baby, I'll get out there with that bloody Wonder and give it a shot.
Well, I got to take Amy to the airport. So tomorrow, Sunday morning, and I won't pick her up till Thursday, so I can go flying anytime I want. I'll be batching it for those days.
You're a perfect example of a well-trained, domesticated American husband. She has no worries with you. And same on my end. I left my bark on the porch a long time ago. All right. So anyhow, well, if we get a day in there, I should have these batteries on Monday, and I'm going to try to find some place to get these props pretty quick, because I just don't think I want to go over to Hobby Connection. I'm going to see what they got up in Hendersonville, up there at Hobby House, see what they may have, and see what I can come up with so we can go fly next week. So, anyhow, have a good weekend. Have a good start of your weekend. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, sounds good. And even if it's cold, if there's no wind and no rain, even if it's chilly, we can bundle up and go out there and fly with gloves on. KM4VWA, W4DJ, W clear.
W4FCM. Guy, W4FCM. The guy, so I think he said, Dad, they're talking to you. He's out there, he's afraid to interrupt you, so I think he probably turned it off. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Tell him, you know, anytime Dave and I get on there, we're just yapping along. Just jump in anytime, man. Matter of fact, I was afraid we might have been hogging it up. So, you know, anybody else out there, you hear us on there, we're just yapping away. Just jump in. KN4, VWA, clear.
I know, I wouldn't want to interrupt you guys. We're no more important than anybody, but he's got an old Icon IC2AT I gave him. It's still working. He moved easily, so we managed to make it. Thanks, guys. W4FCM sign. I guess he's gone to work now. W4FCM. W4FCM. Got a guy coming to do an arbor, give his estimate for some pruning about 30 minutes. So we get some trees pruned. So how are you doing? You doing well?
Just getting ready. Angela's going to Gallenberg with some girlfriends of hers for a couple days.
That sounds fun. So how long will she go come back?
She'll be back, Sunday.
Okay, Sunday, so you guys won't be at the party tomorrow, will you, for Ashton, right?
Kids will be down at their grandparents' house down in Greenwood.
All right, love you, son. Be careful today. And always good to hear you. The guy is very kind. He said, just tell you to come in, but don't worry, don't bore anybody. We'll wait our turn. But, yeah, so we had curry soup Sunday, Thursday. Finished it last night, so tonight's going to be Silver Bay. Grilled salmon, hush puppy salad, and fried okra. And the game box play Sunday, the women last night were incredible. You should have seen them. Boston got 12 double-doubles, broke the school record, W4FCM.
Amazing.
You went to all noise. Either you got in a bad spot or your batteries went. So we'll keep you. The guys can be here in a second. Love you, son, and good to hear you. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Yeah, I guess I'm in a bad spot. So, all right, have fun with that tree estimate there, and we'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Always appreciate the guys pausing because we're not important anybody. We'll wait our turn, but thanks, son. W4FCM signing.
KO4 RSN testing. KO4 RSN.